Hello.
Potsy.
Hello, mate. Sorry. I was having trouble. I had to upload all the latest stuff and that. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
How are you? Congratulations.
Mate, I've had the busiest lockdown in fucking advertising history, mate.
Have you?
I've been working with, well, I've got an 18-month-old. I've got a heavily pregnant missus. We were both working at home. We were both on pitches. Then the fucking nurseries shut on us. So I had me 18-month running kind of running riot. Then throwing my 50th birthday party. Well, my 50th was coming up, and it was all got a bit heavy, really.
And you've been on the news as well since then, as well.
I got time to make an appearance on the news, and
you didn't see this, Dave, did you?
Crime had you committed to get on the news, Potsy?
No, So my missus got, before we had the baby, my missus got called in. And she had high blood pressure, so they kept her in. So I was left with my 18-month-old. So I kind of took him out. We needed to get some food. And I just saw a camera outside my local butcher's. And I just thought it was students. And I kind of went in just to tell the ladies who worked out that my missus was in hospital and she weren't coming out till she had the kid. And as I came out, they started asking me questions that turned out to be the news. So I just gave them a bit of renter quote. And I forgot about it. And then I fucking saw myself on news on London Tonight. And
Right, so Dave, should we kick off?
So kick off with your new blockbuster question, Parv, relating to trousers.
Right. When was the last time you wore jeans or trousers?
Rather than an elasticated waist.
I'll tell you when. The last time I wore jeans was on the 4th of May. When I got rushed into the hospital to deliver a kid, and the theory being,
So you dressed up?
No, I just thought I just wanted to cover my legs so I couldn't get COVID. I just thought, more skin I've got, like exposed in the hospital, it's under lockdown, the more chance I've got of getting it. So I I wore a shirt and everything.
Wow.
I actually got smarter taking my missus in to give birth, and I did on our first date.
You didn't wear a tie, did you?
I wore a suit jacket. Nice little jacket, yeah.
Was that scary going into a hospital at that point? Were you nervous?
It was.
Or so distracted that you didn't think about it too much?
I had been in before because she was kept in for a week because she had blood pressure. So I had the experience of dropping her off and... they know what they're doing. It's like, you know, there's security on the door, but it just felt a bit lonely. And she was actually in the room next door to Boris Johnson, apparently.
So when you've been in between bringing up and conceiving children in this period, what would you recommend? What have you watched that you'd recommend to someone that they may not have seen? Doesn't have to be a new thing, but just something from a recommendation. We've got some good recommendations through this.
So I know what you mean. You know, people using the lockdown to catch up on culture and stuff like that, discovering new things. Mate, the only culture I'll be watching is CBeebies. It's the only thing that goes on anywhere near. Even if I turn the radio on, my headphones, it gets switched off and CBeebies is played. I could recommend certain CB programmes that are better than others.
Go on then.
Have you got
into the characters yet of CBeebies?
Good ones. I mean, you'd be surprised how many famous actors are on there voicing. They must pay shitloads or they just need the work. But avoid Bing. It's got Mark Rylance as the voiceover, but it's a weird story. It's like some bunny who's one of them really whinging kids that you date to have in your company, who's always just like, if he doesn't get his own way, he breaks down and has a proper full-on calamity, and then they just pamper him. Avoid that one.
Yeah.
Avoid anything to do with Justin's house, because trust me, you wouldn't want that bloke anywhere near your house. The best ones is probably Hey Dougie. Because you can tell it's written by adults. I wouldn't say it's Simpson-like, but it does have some good adults.
What's it called? Hey Dougie.
Hey Dougie. So he's like a dog, and he looks after, he's like a scout leader, but a non-threatening one. And he basically, he's got all these kids and he just teaches them stuff, and it's just quite funny. I do enjoy watching that one with my kid.
Is there more and more people out now? Have you noticed it? Because obviously where you are, you would get quite a few people normally. Has it changed now? Is everyone just moving around as per normal?
There is more, but we are coming out, it's coming out the back of it, I think. It's funny, when we first went into lockdown, I kind of enjoyed going out early to have a run, and you'd start seeing less and less people, and I kind of ran into the city, into Canary Wharf. And it kind of, after about the first couple of weeks, it started getting a little bit scary, because it started turning into a bit like 28 days later, where you'd literally see one person, and if he saw you, you'd kind of run in opposite direction. So that felt like a city in lockdown. But now, I mean, there's, you know, people about everywhere.
So tell us one thing you've learnt about yourself in this period that you didn't know before.
Like work-wise, I'll tell you what I've noticed is I found it okay doing like team reviews over Zoom or Teams. And because I think, like, you know, you get one-to-one time and it's kind of a bit, it's not like you're in a meeting room, someone's trying to get you out. And I can do that. And I can do that with my kid on my lap, because, you know, I'm just zoning into what the idea is, and I'm kind of trained enough to spot one and kind of know what to do. So I can focus like that and have the distraction of a kid. But when I've got to write my own stuff, I just need, you know, actually write my own work. I can't have, like, kids around me. Yeah, I just have to focus.
So do you think you could, do you think you've discovered you could focus more at home, or is it more of a pain?
I've spent my whole career trying not to take work back with me, Dave.
Right.
And so, like, having it in, you know, I can do it, but I prefer the discipline of I leave my house, and works to pay for my house. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And when you mix the two, I think it's like, you know, where are we going to end? I mean, it is nice, and, you know, you think you just get up, you've got your meetings and stuff, and but, you know, you can just get distracted by other things when you've got kids. Do you know what I mean? So that is difficult. But, you know, it's, you have to be good at this. You've got to work hard. And I like the discipline of the office. And also, you know, you can stop problems a lot, you know, because you're there. But you've got all the right people on the floor to kind of meet.
So, Potsy, what's the one thing that you're most looking forward to when all the restrictions are lifted then?
I think proper football, mate. I've just said I've missed going to the pub, and I haven't missed going to the pub, but, like, that would be nice. The usual stuff, really, meeting up properly with my mates. Proper. I mean, my mum hasn't got any broadband or anything, so, you know, she's hasn't seen a kid and stuff like that, as in a new grandson. So that's... That I'm looking forward to seeing my family properly. I think just the usual stuff, just getting back to work, and just a bit of normality is a good thing. I know as creatives we always look for stuff that's not, you know, out of the usual, because that's how it gets noticed, but, like, just a little bit of a normal life's kind of not a bad thing, I think, right now.
So in the next wave, what's the one thing you would do differently going into it? What would you stock up on or prepare with?
We've done all right stocking up, to be fair, because, you know, we weren't one of these families that got panicked about bloody bog roll. But what would I stock up on? I'll just make sure we've got, like, wine in the house, which we do. Nappies, actually. Fucking hell, yeah, what am I talking about? It's all about nappies at the moment in this house. There's a total paucity of size zero nappies. I mean, you've got kids yourself, so you know what it's like when you can only fit a size one on the newborn. You know, like, you're going through about 15 nappies a day. So size zero nappies, anything to do with kids.
Shops are low on them, or it's just that you're continually going out getting them?
You can't get them for love nor money.
Really?
For some reason, I mean, maybe they keep them all in the hospital for newborn kids. I don't know, but we've really, really struggled.
So there's a nappy shortage, not a toilet roll shortage.
Breaking news story that we've got there. Yeah.
I didn't know. Tie zeros. You heard it here first.
So how many nappies are you hoarding at the moment then?
No fucking size zeros. We've got a bunch of size ones, and I think my boy is the oldest is in size fives. I couldn't begin to count them. Everywhere I look, there's one hiding away.
So do you think you'll see a slight change in the type of creative work? Because obviously, if everybody feels a bit more community spirited and nicer, for want of a more another word, do you think that will show through in the type of communication that comes through?
It's a really interesting question. What I'm hoping is that when we're all back to some sense of normality, that our clients are going to want us to do brand advertising, to be big and bold, saying, you know, we're going to have fun again, to be more like coming out like you know, after the Civil War with the Reformation. Is it the Reformation? Not the Reformation, the Restoration. So, yeah. So people start wearing wigs again. Do you know what I mean? And what I don't want is to have to write a load of purpose-led stuff saying how much we care, use, and how thankful we are, and using loads of found footage. I want people to come back and say, right, you know, we've been stuck inside, and now we want to have fun.
Yeah.
Big, brave work again.
Yeah,
it's fun and not like, you know, justifying our existences every 5 minutes.
Yeah, cool. Right, and then one last question, Parv.
Yep. So, Potsy, have you seen any ads on TV that you like, dislike, think are good?
I think the best thing I've seen is, you probably had other people saying this, but I saw a Lidl ad, and I think it's from Portugal. And the message was the same as what everyone's doing, is that, you know, you're stuck at home, but we're still at work. But it didn't show people, their staff talking at home, you know, one line at a time, user generated. It was just shots of empty streets, really beautifully shot. And then you just see a little truck wiping screen on, you know, down one of the roads. And that was it. And it just said, we're still here. We're still able to help you. And I just thought that's just like a proper creative aesthetic way to do it, as opposed to doing what everyone else is kind of doing.
Yeah, there was an interesting idea I think Rosie mentioned, which was one company had put out spoilers for lots of TV series, so that if you're out on the street,
yeah,
it ruin it for you. Have you seen that?
No, that's a great idea, though.
Good idea, isn't it? That's
stay at home. So the thing I'm worried about is that clients are going to think, right, I can make an ad for free now. I can just put loads of found footage, because you know what they're like. They get judged on how much money they save as much as results, really. And where suddenly we've shown for our ingenuity and our ability to make communication when we're not at our desk and we're not kind of got all the tools, you know, it becomes the new norm where I'll just do us one of them. Well, you did it before. We've all had them meetings and them conversations. And we'll never be allowed to make something spectacular again.
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. Let's end on that downer.
Yeah. Right. Cheers, Potsy.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, Potsy. It was great.
I hope you've got some usable stuff there, lads.
Yeah, right, once Harry does his magic and cuts out me, I'm in an R and trying to think of questions.
It'll be great. Cheers, mate. Keep safe, Looking forward to beers with you when we're out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Great speaking.
All right, mate. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye.